be fun to do some get to know you questions.
Okay.
So I put together a few questions that I'm going to ask you just for a, you know, like a get to know you segment.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Okay.
Hit you feel me. Like answering questions about yourself?
Sure. Do I have to tell the truth?
I mean, I guess the whole point of getting to know you is you telling the truth so that we actually get to know you. If you lie, then I guess when they were really getting to know you.
Okay. Let's do this. You ask the question.
Uh-huh.
Then you answer it what I would say, and I'll answer it what you would say, and we'll see if we're right.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Because I bet I know you better than you, and you know me better than me.
Okay, that's probably true. All right. So the first question I have is, what is your favorite song to sing along to in the car?
It's got to be some Cardi B song. I'm going to go with her first song, which was... Bodak, whatever.
Yellow.
Yeah, yellow.
That's pretty good. I would say anything, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, pretty good. Anything that I could do my girl rap to, my female rap to, I'm always happy.
Mm-hmm.
With you, I would guess, only because I've been in the car with you, I know that it's probably Kid Rock or Eminem.
Oh, yeah, you put Business on for you, you're out of control.
Oh, forget it. Business, that's my go-to karaoke song.
Right.
You put on Business, forget it. I bring down the house. But for you, I think, look, I know that you like all your crazy metal bands, but I don't think those are sing-along songs.
Maybe a Meatloaf.
Oh, Meatloaf, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so Meatloaf is definitely sing-along.
Yeah, I'll get Meatloaf.
All right, I should have said Meatloaf. Okay. What non-social media app do you use the most?
What non-social media app do you use the most? It's got to be... That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I would say for you, it would be Google.
No, it's not an app.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I don't use the Google app, so that's a no.
I don't know. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
That's
because I would say there's two I use the most.
Which are?
One of them is my health app that goes with my Apple Watch.
Okay.
Because I'm always checking, like, how many steps did I do? How many miles did I walk?
Mm-hmm.
How was my heart rate? And the second one is my new app that I'm obsessed with, which is my low food map app. So every time I go eat somewhere, I can be like, is this on my list? Can I eat this? How much of it can I have?
It's all
day
health.
Long. All day long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food app.
Right.
For you, it's probably like a GPS map app.
Yeah, I would say Waze.
Yeah, Waze. Right.
Waze or the weather app.
Oh, that was my second guess. I was going to say weather app. For you, it's either traffic and weather on the ones. That's you.
Yeah, I got to know at any given moment when it's going to rain. So I know it's going to rain Wednesday. So
right.
Now I can look at that.
All right, cool. Here's another question for you.
Yeah.
A little getting to know you segment. Do you sleep with a top sheet?
You do.
You don't.
I do.
Well, no, you have one. I don't think you sleep with it. I've seen you with your blanket.
Yeah, I sleep with a blanket, but not a top sheet.
Yeah.
Okay, you sleep with a top sheet.
I sleep with a top sheet.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. If you can have any exotic animal as a pet, what would it be? Like any exotic animal in the whole wide world.
Any exotic animal. See, it would have to be some type of wolf or dog or something. You know, I would say a wolf for you.
Is a wolf an exotic pet? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say llama, but I didn't realize I can have a wolf.
You would hate a llama.
I would hate a llama. Is that the one that spits at you?
Yeah, they're nasty. Oh.
Yeah, they're nasty and they spit at you. So probably a wolf for me.
Yeah.
And for you, either a tiger or a snake.
Okay, snakes, no.
Tiger, no way, you're scared, but probably tiger. You like
snakes.
Things that are furry, and you like cats.
Yeah, snakes scare the shit out of me. So I will run from a snake. There's no way. I would like to have one in a cage, but I would never take it out and clean the cage. Forget it. No.
I'm not talking about I'm talking about a big, giant, exotic python, like a yellow python.
Can't do that. They freak the hell out of me. I like those Komodo dragon things.
Oh, yeah, the dragons, there you go.
But I would never touch it because if it's right. I can't touch a frog or a fish or anything.
So tigers are right. Tiger, that's pretty good. Yeah. That's a good guess. Okay. What's a product that you can't live without? I think it's your hair stuff. That gorilla hair stuff.
I was going to say, it's got to be a Mario Badescu something.
That's right. Mario Badescu hyaluronic acid.
Or your face your wash.
Yeah.
That's a good wash stuff.
Right, the Mario Badescu face wash. Yeah, anything by Mario Badescu is a good, that's a product I cannot live without. And for you, it's your hair, all of your hair gel. And it's that, what's that weird breath stuff that you use, the mouthwash you use?
Oh, yeah, the TheraBreath.
Yeah.
I do like that.
You love that. You buy that by the case.
Yeah, I love it. That's your favorite thing. Though. It's like $10. You know, the problem with that is whoever owns that shit sent a box of it to the radio station for us to try it and then talk about it on the air.
Uh-huh.
So the box lasted me like a year and I just got stuck on it. I had to go out and buy. And then when I went to buy it, I was like, shit's $10? It was free for like a
year. I know,
that's
the worst part of what we do because my friends are all having like Botox and stuff done on their face, like shot here, shot there, whatever.
Mm.
And, you know, we got it for free when we were at the last radio station. And I called a dermatologist. I was like, how much is that stuff? And they tell you, I was like, whoa, no.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be free.
Everything that came out, they're like, yeah, just go ahead and do it. We won't charge you. Just to do this video and say how much you love us. Okay, yeah, whatever.
They just kept sticking needles in us.
Yeah. I'm like, whatever. I don't care.
We were like voodoo dolls sticking on the needle in us. Here's the next question. What would be the first thing you would do if you won the lottery?
The first thing you would do if you won the lottery is cut checks for everybody.
That's right.
In your life.
That's right. That's exactly what I would do.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't spend it on yourself.
No. Nope.
You would cut checks for everybody and then you would go to the shoe store.
Yep. And then I would go to, I don't think I'd buy Manolos anymore because they're a little too pinchy for me. I think I'm more into Chloe shoes now.
You'd go buy a pair of boots.
Buy some Chloe boots.
That would be your first.
Yeah, or Stella McCartney boots because she makes those vegan. Yeah, I would do that. You would buy a new car.
Yep.
And maybe pay off your mortgage. You would do like sensible things. You wouldn't like, you're not one of these people that like does wacky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you would do sensible things like buy a better car and...
I'd buy a mic processor and a car.
There you go. Stuff like that. stuff for the radio show. Stuff for the podcast.
Finally pay off this mic.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Career-wise, when will you know that you've made it? What would make you feel that you've made it?
We had a pretty good feeling last week.
Yeah.
We did as a show.
Yeah. Something big happened last week that we can't share with you right now, but we will soon.
We will at some point. So
yeah.
I think that was... pretty big.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, as far as the next step, the last step was the New York radio job, getting that. But this next step, I think last week was pretty big.
I feel like career wise, we haven't made it yet. I feel like that's still ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. But we made a big step.
Big
last
step.
Last week.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah. So, yeah. And as soon as, like I said, as soon as we can tell you, you know, we will.
We signed a contract for something. We signed
a very, very big contract that we're really excited about. Probably the biggest of our career together as a team.
Yeah. And there's only people that made the news, probably like two other shows that have signed contracts like that.
Right. So we're in a very unique space, but we will tell you about it when we can.
Right.
Okay. So that's, I agree with that. If you can be in a band.
Yeah.
What band would you like to join? You can join any band. Living or dead, whatever, old band, new band.
Oh, living or dead? Now, let's just say living because...
Okay, so current bands. Current bands, what band would you join?
You would be the Pussycat Dolls.
No, I wouldn't. Definitely not.
I mean, there's not that many... I don't know. You would be like the Runaways, but.
No, it's too old for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would have to be that type of group, like a plush type of group that was chick powered.
Right.
And rocking hard and or for you would be like Salt, Peppa, Cooper.
Right. Salt, Peppa, and Cooper. No, right. You know, if Plush would have me,
mm-hmm.
Oh, I would join Plush in a heartbeat.
But you can't do anything. That's the you have no talent.
I can bang a tambourine on my hip.
Yeah, they don't need that.
But, you know, I'm just saying, if I can join a band, that's the band that I would join. Band. Right. What band would you join?
There's actually a band right now looking for a bass player that I would join.
Who's looking for a bass player?
Steel Panther.
I was going to say Steel Panther because that's like the only band that you know. It's like your band.
I could do that in my sleep. So,
all right.
Yeah. I could play all that shit.
Yeah. So Steel Panther would have been my guess. So there you go.
Three chords. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. This is something that, I could ask you this because do you have any family traditions right now?
No.
Nothing?
No, not really.
That you and the boys, you don't have anything that's like a tradition or something you guys all do together? No. And I'm not saying holiday. I'm just saying like something that is a family tradition.
No. Not really. I mean, other than going to my parents on Christmas. I mean, that's really the only thing that we have a tradition for.
I have two. Do you know what they are? Or one of them?
It's got to be around your birthday.
Nope.
Really?
No tradition involved with my birthday.
Yeah, there is. You always have people at your house and you cook all day.
No, that's different. That's just like something fun to do. I'm talking about specific tradition, something that is like that we always do. That is our thing. My boyfriend and I have two traditions.
Oh, so your boyfriend, not you and your parents.
No. My parents, we have no traditions.
Yeah, your Father's Day, you always do.
No, we get together. I'm not saying like getting together with family is not a tradition. I'm saying a specific tradition, something that, for example, one of my traditions
is you bitch and complain a lot to each other.
Well, no, that's just our lives together. That's just living with me and being with me. That's all that is. You really poisoned him, by the way, because he had to go over a friend's house last night. We have friends that are out of town. And, Henri, the storm really hit New York really badly. And it was really bad flooding. And our friends live on the top floor of a small building and there's leaks. So they keep a big bucket in the one place where the leak is the worst. So they said to Joe, will you go over there and empty our bucket? Because we know it's got to be full with water and we're going to have a flood. Mm-hmm. So he went over there not once, but twice he had to go and dump the bucket out because it was so bad. So I said, are you going to go over there and just dump the bucket and come back? Are you going to stay there for a while? He's like, why would I stay in their house? Why would I just hang out there? I said, well, to get away from me. He's like, oh, yeah, that's actually a really good reason to stay there. And I was like, you know what? You're hanging out with Anthony too much. Too much influence from Anthony.
No. He hangs out with you too much. That's the problem. So what are your traditions? I have no idea.
Okay. We have two traditions. One of them is every Friday night is pizza night. Always pizza night. That's how we know it's Friday. I make homemade pizza.
Pizza and one pizza for him and one pizza for you.
That's one for him. Before I had celiacs, we would just order in pizza. But now that I have to have gluten-free this and gluten-free that, and I can't eat this, and it's easier just to make my own stuff. So pizza night, Friday night, that's our tradition. The other tradition we have is Christmas. What we do is we buy each other tons of gifts, lots of little things, and one big thing.
Right.
And the reason we do that is because he is the youngest of six and they have a big family. Everybody's, except for us, is like married, has kids, all that. And nobody can afford to buy everybody gifts, but everybody likes to have something to open on Christmas, even if it's like a chocolate bar. So he grew up doing that. So he likes to have lots of things to open on Christmas. So his siblings will send whatever one of his siblings makes jam and we'll send jam to everybody around the country. But wrap it so you have something to open on Christmas. And that's like a thing we do. So he'll tons of gifts, like a pen, a pencil, like stupid stuff, but just something for somebody to open. And then the last one is like, an iPad.
Right.
So that is our tradition. That is our second tradition.
Yeah, like you got an iWatch.
Apple Watch, yeah.
Apple Watch last year.
Yeah.
So it's things like that.
I got like tons of little hair accessories. There's all these fairs and festival socks.
Bras, we both, panties.
Well, I don't wear bras and panties, but socks. We get each other a lot of, because a lot of socks in this house. We right. buy each other a lot of socks. Socks, Christmas ornaments, and then an Apple product.